wish I liked the global quota because I got to learn about...
Jersey Dees is a second grader at R.C. Limscomb Elementary School and one of the winners of the Global Corners Annual Essay Contest. She read her winning entry to an audience of about 100 at the Global Corners Explorers Luncheon, Tuesday at the Pensacola Yacht Club. The luncheon is a fundraiser and a way to mark the end of the school year. So what is the Global Corner?
We provide kids a half-day virtual adventure to a different country.
Lee Hansen is the founder and former executive director of the Global Corner. She traveled around the world growing up in a military family and during her 26 years in the Navy, and found that many Americans don't have much knowledge or interest in the rest of the world.
And so I thought, when I retired from the Navy, that I would do something that would allow kids to get interested in what was going on in the rest of the world. And so I started this little organization, and 12 years later, here we are.
The Global Corner is a local organization and spends the school year going to schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, teaching young students about a different country each year.
We allow children to take what we call a virtual adventure of another country. And so we teach them some of the basics, like where is that country in relation to ours? How would we get there? What does the geography look like in that country? And then we divide them into five groups and take them through five individual activities where they get a lot of really cool information that seems to stick with them for a very long time.
Late last year, Hansen was appointed to the Escambia County School Board and stepped down as executive director. Taking over is Vanessa Mays, who says there's a lot of preparation before they head into a school.
It's really an interdisciplinary approach. So we really try to hit subjects such as art and music, the important subjects, right? And language. So we really take a lot of time to sit, the teachers do, of course, and study the country before we can put together the curriculum that we obviously go in and do our 2.5-hour program at schools.
The Global Corner will be entering its 12th school year in the fall. Board of Directors President Kelly Reeser says this year will be a turning point for the organization.
We are at a transition point, not only as an organization from our original founder to now our new executive director, but we've also have been named the recipient of ID Group's Brand On Us grant, and that is going to take and really transform, basically give our organization a makeover, and we believe that it will help us clarify mission, vision, values in order to take us to the next level.
The ID Group of Pensacola gives one area nonprofit a branding makeover each year, and this year the Global Corner was chosen. Reeser says they are pretty much given the keys to the ID Group and said, let it rip.
We have told ID Group that everything is up for grabs, and so we look forward to and trust the process. We believe that they are bringing the key stakeholders, the right stakeholders, to the table in order to inform their creative process, and so we do trust them.
The results of that branding makeover will be seen in the fall. In the meantime, the Global Corner will be concentrating on a new country, Canada.
So this year I'll be traveling to Canada because I know that Lee would travel to each of the countries and bring back goodies and learn as much as she could about the country before she began writing the curriculum.
Both Mays and Hansen say the group is always looking for new volunteers to help with fundraising and other activities. You can learn more about that at theglobalcorner.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.